Most homeowners today would never think of purchasing a house without having an inspection done beforehand, to ensure that what they see is what they're getting. But even in taking that precaution, said North Bay engineer Dave Schmitz, they're only getting half the picture. He believes having no data on the functionality of a house, for many, the most significant and expensive asset they'll ever own, ahead of purchase is analogous to buying a car without knowing its performance rating. If I was told the car that I'm in hasn't had any sort of crash testing and other performance testing done on it, I don't know that I'd want to be driving in that car, said Schmitz, a mechanical engineer with more than 30 years of experience in building design. So, why is it that we live in homes that haven't had that testing done? Schmitz, a partner with the North Bay firm Induspec, made his comments during a February 10 online talk about sustainable design, hosted by Next Economy, North Bay, a grassroots group of business and community leaders promoting a low-carbon economy. Though efficiency and sustainability have become priorities for most builders, Schmitz said Canada as a whole has done a poor job of advancing their use over the last two decades. Based on existing data, he said, energy efficiency in residential buildings in Canada has improved by about 30% in 27 years, or a little over 1% per year. Continuing on that path won't be nearly enough to get to current sustainability targets, he contended. If we're going at 1% a year in terms of improvements, it just doesn't seem at a rate that's anywhere near aggressive enough, he said. Is that really a path to sustainability? Schmitz is a proponent of passive house, design, a building ideology that takes into consideration factors that make buildings more energy efficient, durable, and comfortable for users. And it can be applied to both residential and commercial builds. It includes factoring in the position of the sun when siting a building, installing good windows with a high R value, creating an airtight envelope, and installing an effective heat recovery ventilator, Schmitz said. Components of the building can be tested during construction to ensure it's going to perform as advertised. Conservatively, Schmitz estimated, buildings constructed to passive house standards can improve a structure's performance by between 50 and 70% over what can be achieved under contemporary building codes. But some projects are so efficient, they reach a 90% improvement, such that they can almost be heated with a big hairdryer, Schmitz said. So with effective design, really thorough planning, thinking about where your sun is, this is the kind of performance improvement we're talking about. Want to read more stories about business in the North? Subscribe to the Northern Ontario Business Newsletter here. In addition to energy efficiency, passive house buildings are quieter and more durable in the event of an emergency. Depending on where you are, it can take days to cool in a power outage and may never freeze just because of the nature of how it's built, Schmitz said. Passive house design is now practiced in 40 countries around the world, he noted, and one Northern Ontario example is currently in the works. Green Vision Developments, a North Bay design and construction firm led by Brannon Hale, is planning to build Vision Park North, 3 8-story condominium buildings on the shores of Lake Nipissing that will follow passive house standards and use mass timber, engineered wood that is designed for strength and longevity, in its design. Little information is publicly available about the project, including its construction timeline or how it's being financed. But Schmitz, who has been involved in the project in an advisory capacity for the last 3 years, called it a landmark project, as this will be the first building of its size and type to be constructed in the North. It's taking its inspiration from Brock Commons, a $51.5 million, 18-story student residence at the University of British Columbia, which was built with mass timber and completed in 2017. Wood, when protected against moisture and rot, can provide a solid building structure for 100 years or more, Schmitz said. Add to that passive house principles and green vision should end up with high-performing condominiums that will last for generations. By building a better envelope around this building, we've almost guaranteed that the life cycle of this building is really indefinite, Schmitz said. The advantage with wood as well is when you're building in a factory the way that we are and the way it will be for this project, you can machine it to tolerances that are millimeters. So when the building's put together, it fits very, very well. In countries that have adopted passive house design, there is an initial increase in cost as companies adjust to new ways of building, Schmitz said. But over time, as builders adopt improved construction processes, such as using prefabricated wall systems or prefabricated mechanical systems, construction speeds up and the cost drops, he noted. In Canada, a few companies are starting to produce prefabricated components to a passive house standard and, slowly, more tradespeople are becoming certified in passive house construction. Schmitz believes government mandates could accelerate domestic production of prefabricated components, lowering costs and encouraging widespread adoption throughout the industry. Though it's not feasible or sensible to tear down carbon-storing existing buildings to rebuild in the passive house way, making it a priority in the future could completely change the way we build. If you pick the right building materials, like prefabricated wall systems and other components, in the future, you can deconstruct that building and reuse many of those components, Schmitz said. But you've got to be thoughtful about how you go about designing and building those buildings.